You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Out with the old. In with the new. The spirit that spelled the end of Botswana, led by the people.
Please.
This year marks 30 years since violent protests that rendered Mabato and Mahikeng ungovernable. Violent protests erupted and some people got killed in confrontations with the Afrikaner Weerstandsbeweging, AWB, while others got injured.
Please get me out, please. I'm bleeding. I'm already laying here for 15 minutes.
Looting was the order of the day. As the AWB was leaving Mahikeng, three of their members were shot and killed.
So are you a member of the AWB? Yeah, you're a member of
the desire to bring Botswana down was at another level.
They just murdered them, what you saw on television.
As Nico Tabanyani, one of the former BOP employees, explains.
We rejected homeland system. We said no. We are going to the elections, whether BOP leaders want or don't want.
Thato Magogodi was part of the student leaders who led the revolt at the Botswana University.
Education and the Bantustan education at that time, by its nature and content, was training us to be passive participants in the economy. The difference now is that the education system is, of course, intended to train us and prepare young people as participants in the commanding heights of the South African economy.
Constant Viljoen's Volksfront made their way into Mahikeng to try and calm the situation, but they would later pull out at the instruction of the irate Botswana Defence Force members.
It is a great honor for me to this evening to speak to my people.
Mangope would also be told that his reign was over. The ANC veteran Mac Maharaj delivered the message and says the ground was fertile for the new dispensation.
The people of Botswana had already risen in revolt. The general strike had been called. Mangope remained intransigent, refusing to allow elections to take place here. The police had joined the strikes, where students were participating. And in the defense force, the BOP black soldiers saw their white officers unable to prevent the right-wing AWV from killing people. So we came at that delicate moment when the people had made it possible that Mangope was out of power.
Dr. Peter Melder, the former Freedom Front Plus leader, was part of the Volksfront group that facilitated the process of coming to Mabato to help Mangope, who was under pressure.
In the vorige week, to begin the ANC busse aandry.
The ANC started to bus in its people to render Botswana ungovernable. Mangope then asked General Viljoen and the Volksfront to come and help to stabilize Botswana so I can make a decision if we will participate in the elections or not. And based on that, we decided to go and help. We were pertinently told not to take our own weapons, and Mangope even told us he doesn't want people in khaki clothing and he doesn't want AWB in Botswana, but you, General Viljoen, and your people can come. I was present when the AWB was told that they should not go to Botswana and they must stay away. While we were busy, the AW could not wait and they came from Ventersdorp and started to shoot people. Ultimately, some of the AWB people got shot and the whole operation failed.
But the question is, were the unrest worth it, especially for those who got injured during the shootings? Khosi Itsile Moatlhodi and Sam Roberts are still reeling in pain, this time an emotional one.
30 years on the wheelchair, living with bullets in my body. No operation has been done for me. I'm still suffering.
We are suffering. Hospital must not have that pain for 30 years. I should have not that pain in my head.
However, Reverend Teboho Mpa, who was part of the crisis committee, says they don't regret taking part in the protests.
If you look at how long we have been oppressed as a country and as a nation, and you look at what is happening now, you would begin to imagine that policies and systems are being put in place so that we must be able to correctly answer that question that you are posing.
Maharaj says it is incumbent upon the current crop of leaders to take care of the people and not be detached from them.
Those of us who are elected to serve must become connected to the people on the ground. We've become a bit detached from that. And that is how there is the pain in many parts of our country. In the case of the people of Bob, those who died, their relatives still destitute. Those who were injured still remain. Some have been cared for, some not. Inadequacies, we must look at our mistakes and correct them.
They looted control. There was a lot of criminal looting in Mabat.
And eventually, hundreds of thousands of people of the erstwhile Buputatswana got to vote in the first democratic elections. Sixty-seven people who died then did not die in vain. Buputatswana was finally reintegrated into the new South Africa. I meet Meleng Khajani in Mahikeng.
And as South Africa celebrates 30 years of democracy, we will be taking you down memory lane every Tuesday here on Update at Noon, right after our sports bulletin with John Gericke. But for a detailed look at the people and events that shaped South Africa's democracy, you can watch Democracy 30 on SABC News Channel every Sunday between 8:30 and 9. So don't miss out on that. It really is worth watching. And of course, as you just heard, a great package taking us down memory lane as to what happened in Mabatu.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.